Star Wars 7x7 episode 3432. This is the start of our 8th of 10 miniseries runs looking at Return of the Jedi from a certain point of view. You remember TK421 was a stormtrooper in the original, aka A New Hope. Well, we're getting to meet TK423 in this one, who is also stationed on the Death Star. Punch it. Hey Rebel Riser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. Thank you so much for joining me for it. So many, many years ago, you might recall the fan-made video Troops that became an internet sensation when the internet was barely a sensation itself. And it started off the idea of putting stormtroopers in comedic situations. Well, we have another exemplar for that with Trooper Trouble, which is another story from a certain point of view in Return of the Jedi. This is chronicling the activities of TK-423 as he arrives on the second Death Star for a tour of duty that happens, of course, just as things are about to go south for that Death Star. The story is told in the form of log entries by this stormtrooper, diary entries, if you will. And we find out that the life of a stormtrooper in the weeks leading up to the events of Return of the Jedi are pretty dull. They involve standing around for multiple hours at a time so that things can look impressive for various officers and dignitaries and whatnot. There are random fires that happen on the Death Star that they're dispatched to handle, and the indignities of not having any caff in the cafeteria and wages not being paid when they're supposed to be paid, leading some folks to be unhappy with the work situation and for them to start talking about the U word, which some people think is Ugnaught, but is actually union, of course. One stormtrooper refers to the entirety of the stormtrooper corps as essential workers, which is funny and ironic in its way. And our first person stormtrooper narrator also runs afoul of an astromech droid by asking it to act as a holoprojector for an officer's favorite movie. And this astromech seems to be cut from the same cloth as R2-D2, because not only does it go up one side of this trooper and down the other with insults that, according to the trooper, like sets off the heat sensors in his helmet because he's blushing so hard, but also that droid makes it its personal mission to torment TK-423 over the course of the story, locking him out of his quarters, locking him in bathrooms. And despite all these indignities, the droid actually does TK-423 one favor, probably unintentionally, by locking him in an escape pod just before the Death Star goes kablooey. And the escape pod is able to get down to Endor. He's able to get in touch with the rest of his unit, which has been dispatched down to Endor. And because one of his messed up compatriots decided to pilot it, they went to an entirely different location, so they're not part of the Legion that attacked the rebels at the shield bunker, and they're safe for all intents and purposes, but there are Ewoks banging on the escape pod, so it looks like we have a trooper who's gone from the frying pan into the fire, but seems like he may end up getting out of this after all. I really enjoyed this one. I thought it was very witty and surprisingly funny, and it had me rooting for the stormtrooper, which is odd. I tend not to root for the bad guys, so yeah, I was hoping that he would come out alive from the events of the story, and figured that he'd probably be able to turn over a new leaf. So it looks like that opportunity was preserved by the way the story was told, so I was happy about that too. So Trooper Trouble is another one of the stories from a certain point of view in the Return of the Jedi 40th anniversary short story collection. Definitely got a few laughs out of that one, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.